The Marshall FFA chapter once again won the Model of Excellence Award at FFA National Convention, and for the third time in 4 years were named the top chapter out of over 8,500 FFA chapters in the nation. I had the chance to visit with Marshall FFA advisor Tyler Bergen from Indianapolis shortly after the Marshall chapter received this prestigious award. On today's Camomo Ag Report, you'll hear the third and final segment of that interview.
We don't get to this point without our community, without our school district, and these kids are involved in the community outside of FFA, and whenever they are within FFA, they look for every opportunity to give back.
Right. I know even our KMMO Ag Day every year, we have you guys out there working hard.
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the big reasons why we can keep doing it, and one of the big reasons that FFA stays innovative and stays ahead of the curve, and our membership continues to grow, is because of you all and the community that gives these kids the opportunities. And in return, the community sees what our kids are capable of and keeps sending us great kids.
You know, one thing that I did talk about with Jacob is the amazing part of this is not only you guys winning it, sounds like that the upperclassmen are passing down the underclassmen. You've got the great advisory team, yourself and your entire staff. You've got support, as we mentioned, of the FFA alumni and parents of the FFA members. The list goes on and on, but so many people to thank. But it's good to know that this is a continuing thing. This isn't going to stop this year either. You guys are going to be in contention year after year.
We sure hope so. And this year we were lucky to be a premier chapter finalist in the growing leaders category as well for healthy lifestyles activity. And this year we had two incredible sophomores present that. And that's a heavy load to put a 10-minute presentation together for those judges at national competition in 2 months. We get back to school on August 22nd or whatever it was, and 9 days later they're interviewing in the classroom at 7 a.m. to try out for a spot. And these sophomores are bright-eyed, and they saw kids go through it last year, and they're excited about it, and they know they want to be a part of it, but they may not know just what they got themselves in for, but they stick it out. They work hard. They were never down on themselves. They were the first ones to cheer for us whenever we won Models of Excellence, even though they didn't take home the prize.
Right.
But future's bright, because our young kids that we got coming up are strong too, and we're just going to keep trying to build and try to get better.
Well, Tyler, listen, thanks a lot. It's always a pleasure visiting with you. We'll look forward to much more success for the Marshall FFA chapter this year.
All right, I appreciate it.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.